Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Faribault woman accused of murder is back in jail. In early September, 24-year-old Judanna Williams was charged with second-degree murder with intent after admitting to stabbing 52-year-old Michael Bongers, a man whom she'd had a relationship with. Bongers died at District 1 Hospital. She posted $100,000 bail, then
was caught using cocaine within 2 days of bailing out and is back in custody, being held without bail.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum said they'll have another bail hearing at the end of this month, adding that it's a complex case. He said forensic evidence doesn't just come in like a TV show over a commercial break, but takes a couple of months. She and Bongers had been reportedly arguing over drugs. There seems to have been an increase in DUIs in the Northfield area over the last several months. Police Chief Monty Nelson noted that many had blood alcohol levels at twice the legal limit, adding,
"It seems like we've been noticing more of them, more daytime DUIs, some really strange ones where 9 a.m. they're getting a DUI."
The numbers had been trending downward for years. As KYMN talked with Chief Nelson last week, he brought up that the winter parking ban takes effect this Thursday. No overnight parking is allowed on city streets from November 15th to March 15th. The idea is to make it easier for snowplows to clear the roads. A Northfield man pled guilty to fifth-degree assault last week after an altercation with a family of color last July. According to the criminal complaint, 64-year-old Alvin Clifford Raymond called a man's one-year-old granddaughter a racial slur when they were all outside their apartment complex. The grandfather took offense and the men started to argue. That's when Raymond grabbed the man by the throat and called him by another slur. The victim reported having to gasp for breath. Police observed red marks around the man's throat. Witnesses at the scene all corroborated the victim's story. Raymond's blood alcohol was 0.08. Sentencing on the gross misdemeanor charge is December 19th. The Northfield Council will hold both a meeting and work session tonight. There are a number of items on the consent agenda, including mayoral appointments to committees. A public hearing will be held on delinquent utility charges and certifying a 10% fee to each. The total owed is just under $136,000. The Northfield Historical Society is requesting dollars for a new bank rate exhibit that focuses much more closely on the townspeople and how they came together to defeat Jesse James. The rest of the meeting will be discussion items, including city employee paid parental leave, small cell wireless review guidelines, and rules of business. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and are streamed live on the city's website. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20. And Dundas Council is meeting tonight due to the Veterans Day holiday yesterday. They'll hold public hearings on city code fee and charges, as well as assessments for Stafford and Cannon Road construction. Dundas will also be certifying unpaid utility bills. Administrator John McCarthy will be in studio at 8:45 tomorrow morning. News from around the state is next.